manifestation of God, a manifestation of God happened. And he is no different today than he was back in the Bible times that you read about. He said he's the same God, right? He said Jesus said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, right? God said, I am the Lord your God, and I don't change. So there's nothing really changed but people. But if I was going to title the sermon this morning, it would be Believer's Authority. And I was thinking when it come up in my spirit this morning, I could see some of God's people, and it may not be here, but anyhow, if it's happening to you, well, because we're all over the world. We're not a little church. People say, hey, how's your little church? And I said, I've never had one. They go by number. I don't go by number. I go by God's will. God's will, it don't make no difference if you got 1, 20, 50, 10,000, 100,000. God's will is what's important in your life and in my life. But anyhow, I could see a lot of God's people, you know, afraid of the devil. They're afraid of him, you know, afraid they're going to do something. I was amongst probably about 4 or 5 preachers. I guess it's been 20 years ago or maybe a little longer than that. But anyhow, they were standing around. They were just talking about the devil. Devil, devil, devil's over here in their church, and devil's over here in his church. And it hadn't been too long when I was reading my Bible at my spare time talking about that's how you get full. While you're on your break at work, right? While you're going down the road, turn you some praise music on, right? If you want to stay full, that's how you do it. You drink. You drink, you eat, you think, you meditate on what has already been done in that Bible. But anyways, when they got done, I just said out of my mouth, not consciously, not thought it up, but it just come out of my spirit. And I looked at them and I said, I double dog dare the devil to come to my house and mess with me. And they're like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, my goodness, you shouldn't have said that. Boy, you're wide open for the devil. I said, well, I done found out that Jesus stripped him of all power. I said, you know, I'm not at the mercy of the devil. Now, if you're not born again this morning, you are under the powers of darkness. You are living under the powers of darkness. But I found out this, you know, not this morning, but I heard this morning, and the Lord said, my people, I'm talking to you that are born again, you should never fear the devil. Jesus told the disciples, he said, I give you power over all the powers of darkness. He said, and nothing by any means will harm you. Jesus said it. Hallelujah. Satan's not been my problem for 30 years. I was sitting down as a young convert. I'd give my heart to Jesus Christ, and I was reading the in the New Testament, and I read that word. The Bible says that Jesus stripped him, made a show of him openly, triumphing over him, right? Jesus told him, he said, I've seen him fall like lightning. Man, he was cast out of heaven, right? And then Jesus come and took all of his power away. He's the God of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We are pilgrims here. Our home is not here. We live here. God put us here, and but we're to be victorious. So I'm not going to preach too much on the devil because he is a defeated foe. You can see him in your life if you want to. You can see him in the people. You can see him in your refrigerator. The devil's just trying to destroy you. When bad thing, nah, he tried to destroy you, but Jesus redeemed you. Right? So Satan's really not my problem. If I have problems in not seeing God be able to move, it's because of me. Right? Not believing. Not staying full. Not staying cranked up for the Lord. But believers have authority. You know, all the way back to Genesis over there, God told Adam, he said, go subdue the earth, multiply, take dominion. Have dominion over the fish and all of that. Take dominion. Multiply. How many knows we're supposed to be multiplying Jesus? We're supposed to be getting rooted and grounded in the faith of God. Not our faith. Not Christianity faith. Not church faith. Come on, somebody, it's the faith of God. I mean, it's the God kind of faith. But if you're here this morning and you're not born again, you are under the dominion and powers of darkness. I don't care what you think, what people's told you. Goodness don't get you into God's kingdom. Being good, not if you ain't never stole a candy bar, you can't get in this kingdom by that. There's no other name under heaven, Paul said in the book of Acts, whereby men might be saved other than the name of Jesus. That sacrifice that he made, hallelujah. I wished I'd have got saved a long time before I did. Me and Teresa were coming down the road and we lived in a little bit of hardship in our marriage, you know, before we got saved. I think we were married 7 or 8, 9 years. We was talking about it, you know, and I said, it might have been better if we'd have been saved. She said, what do you mean, might have been? Oh, hallelujah. Man, I know it would have been good if we had knew Jesus way back there in our 20s, in our early 20s. I got her out of the cradle nearly. Married her when she was 14 years old. Hallelujah. I've raised her. She tells me at different times, if you don't like what you got, it's your fault you say you raised me. But what she fails to realize is Jesus took over 30-something years ago change. Right? Praise God. So the devil's not your problem. Well, again, no, you just got your mind so wrapped up and hoodooed by him, seduced by him, till you believe that he can do whatever he wants to do in your life, and that is hogwash unless you open the door and say, come on in, Satan, I'm going to worship you a little this morning. You worship him when you fear him. You're giving him your worship. I don't fear Satan at all. I double dog dare him. He come messed with this church one time, saying he's going. I said, I double dog dare you to mess with this church, because you better stay over there messing with that church that ain't got no faith. Because we got faith in God over here, devil. And you, and if you want an example of it, just come on over here. I go and I apply blood on the doorpost of the church house sometimes. I lay my hands on me and Aiden and anoint these pews occasionally, and I plead the blood of Jesus. So if any of y'all come and walking with the devil, he has to stay out yonder and loose you while you're in here. And then while you're in here loosed under the anointing, then you get the ability to make choices towards God. You get the ability without being influenced by demonic forces, because I don't believe he can come in this church and wreak havoc. I had two people one time, they're sitting on this side of the church and they're over there, brothers and sisters, and they're arguing. I said, hey! I said, y'all separate. One of you come over here. I separated them right here in the church. I found it in the Bible where Paul said they sit on one side, the women and the men. What was I doing? I stopped that. That was not the devil. That was two grown people making choices. Right? That was not the devil. He wasn't involved. He ain't involved in my services. He shouldn't be involved in your services. I started to go tell my neighbor because of the anointing of the Lord on my property and different things. And I bought up here on Page Springs Road right in the middle of that thug drug town. And I stand on that hill and I declare a glory of God over that valley. And I tell Satan, God gave me this land for a reason. Doesn't the Bible say that he'll give you the land that your feet trod on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that Satan might have owned it before I got it. But when I got it, God got in control. See, you're where you live, God's in control now. They might have been all kinds of demonic spirits around that place. But when you walk in, God walks in. The Bible says Christ in me and you, the hope of glory, does it not? I mean, Christ, think about it. The anointed one and his anointing. So my neighbor comes by and I almost told him, Mac, his squirrels come over on my property across the road. I mean, they're actually nearly committing suicide to get on this side of the road. Because it's blessed, it's anointed, it's peaceful. Aiden told me the other day, where's he at? Back under? We'll pray for him in a minute. Aiden told me the other day, he said, hey, Papa. I said, what? He said, get your gun. I said, what is it? He said, there's a squirrel sitting in there close to the strawberries. Hey, one went across there with my peaches. Had a peach. I said, uh-oh. So I go get my gun. Let him get in the tree, and I popped him out. I said, you can't eat my harvest. See, Satan will try to get you to give him your harvest. The blessing of the Lord is ours. Now, we work, just like Teresa said, we work, you know, but we don't rely on that. We rely on Proverbs 10:22. Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, the Lord your God, Richard, he's the one that gives you the power to drive that truck or whatever you do. That he would establish, he give you favor over there, Johnny. Caused you to stay 17 years and then they looking at you, wanting you to train people and you've been there less time than all of them. Don't tell me the blessing ain't on you. Now see, you can't look in the natural and determine whether you're blessed or not. Now if you ain't serving God and you won't pray and you won't fast and you won't sacrifice things for the Lord, I mean, don't expect heaven just to be dumped out on you. I mean, if you want to stand around and listen to secular music and cussing and gossiping and all of that stuff and getting full of all of that instead of full of the Word and the Holy Spirit and the anointing, then that's what you're probably going to get, a spout. But if you want in the river, the Bible says in Isaiah, he said he went out, waded out in the river, he said, and it was ankle deep. He said, then it was knee deep, then it was waist, and then he said there was rivers to swim in. And God spoke to me 28 years ago. He said, you don't ever have to be spiritually dry. And I said, God, I need scripture for that. So Jesus said, told that woman at the well, and she said, he told her, he said, if you drink that water, you're going to get thirsty. He said, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. Then he said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Reminds me, you know, when I had open heart surgery, they wanted me to watch the videos and all of that stuff. And I said, nah, I got my own image. I got my own image of what I'm going to be after this surgery. I'm not going to have an image of that. So I said, nah, I'm good. Let's get her done. I was wanting to rush them up. Let's go. I got to get back to church. I'm in the hospital in there, and I'm listening to y'all's church service on the commode. But anyhow, when I come out, you know, I'd preach that scripture because it's a revelation to me. Proverbs 18:14 says, the strong spirit of a man. The strong spirit, not the strong mind, not the strong will, not the strong emotions. The strong spirit of a man will help him come on right through that open heart surgery and come back in church 1 week later. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:14, the strong, how do you get your spirit strong? You got to feed it. You don't feed it on WZZK. If I was going to listen to music, it would be Rock 99, and I'd get... I went on trips and didn't leave my living room. I had a guy to unplug the TV one time, and the news is still going. Teresa thinks lightning's shooting her in her eyebrows. And so I have to take her, tote her into the dark bedroom and shut the door, man. You're going on trips, and when I come over here, I thought I'm going to go on these Holy Ghost trips. I'm going to have the faith of God that moves mountains, praise God. I'm going to have the faith of God that gets all my needs supplied, because He is a faithful God to watch over His word to perform it. Now, until I started seeing that happen, He had to work on this attitude I had. He had to work on that anger a little bit. He had to get me on over in the love of God, because the Bible says that in Galatians, it says faith works by love. Faith is energized by love, not our love. My love runs out pretty quick. I love you, Richard. But if I don't walk in God's love with you, you won't let me use your car, and you're not my friend anymore. He was my friend. He was my best friend. What happened? I was in my love. But then He don't let me use the car, and I tell God, oh, just bless Him, God. He don't understand what a blessing I'd be to Him if He let me use that car, Lord. If He wants to be ignorant, that's fine. What's the difference? I'm in God's love. So His choice of not giving me what I want is not affecting me at all. Now I'm in faith. Now I'm in dominion. Now Satan comes up, because I think that's 1 Peter over there. He says, Teresa quoted it. I've got it, but we probably ain't going to get to it. I got to hurry. We got a lot going on. I'm going to drown some. I mean, baptize some of you. Aiden, he asked me if they're going to baptize him, and he said, Papa. And I said, yes, son. And he said, how long are you going to keep me under? And I thought, I could keep you quiet a long time. I said, I don't know. I said, not long. Well, he's been practicing in the swimming pool holding his breath just in case I keep him under a long time. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many knows the joy of the Lord your strength? The joy of Jesus. But your mind can't be on all this garbage and on the devil and on God at the same time. You've got to choose. Don't the Bible say clearly, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? Looking unto Jesus, not looking at your problems, not looking at your body, not looking at your physical, not looking at your financial, not looking at your friends that ain't doing you wrong, not looking unto none of that. Looking unto Jesus. That's why I told Samantha, call him in. Did you know Jesus said He didn't lose none that the Father gave Him? Had a bunch of them left Him one time because they thought they were going to have to eat His flesh and drink His blood, right? But He went on and He said, none of them, Lord, that You've sent me have I lost. So you got to realize, stop even thinking about Satan. Why don't you just try a week of no Satan thoughts? Cast them down. Just have a solid week of God thoughts. Just a solid week of victory thoughts. Go around singing that song, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. I stand on the word. What's the word say? Let the Lord do the battle. Victory, oh, victory is mine. That's an old school song up there, and they can't even find it. I want it. So I just have to sing it, and I don't know it all. I sang that part. That's a good one to me. Victory. I mean, you go around all week. Hey, Satan. Watch this. Victory, oh, victory is mine. Phone call. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, shut up. Oh, victory. Nah, phone ringing. Oh, it's that griper. Oh, delete it. Delete. Boop. Did you see the phone ringing? I sure did, and I saw it was you, and I didn't answer. Be honest, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to tell them I don't like you. You drain me every time I talk to you. I leave your presence and I feel like I've been to hell and back. But then that other one, oh, that's Mac. Oh, let's answer him. Yeah, I'm not too busy. Get off the phone. Oh, Mackie. He don't call you much, but man, you feel like you've been drinking at a fountain, man, because all he can do is praise God. Come on, somebody. You know, see, we have authority. Jesus told it to the disciples. He goes in there and they're walking with Him, and he looks over there and he saw a fig tree, and he goes over there going to eat some. Preston, remember that story? Yeah, we do. He goes over there going to eat some figs off of there. But the time of figs was not yet, the Bible says. Imagine, I don't know why Jesus wouldn't know that is Jesus. Why? He was a man like we are. Empowered by the Holy Spirit like we are. Well, he goes over there and it wasn't none on there and he cursed it. He said, no man eat fruit from you hereafter. Then he left that place. And they go, and I think it was Peter about 24 hours later, sometime later, he comes out and he said, hey, Master. He said, look at that fig tree. Put that Mark 11 up there, Beth. This is before this. I just told you the story about that. Then Jesus answering to them after they were talking about the fig tree, and it surprised them that the fig tree dried up. But that fig tree didn't just... when he spoke to it. Took a while. Went down to the root. How many knows God is really, really good when we're spending time with him to go down to the root of the issues that keeps us out from the presence and the glory and the power of God. And he reveals it. I'm thankful that he reveals things to me. I'm changing. But he said, Jesus answering to them. Somebody say, Jesus said this now. Right. Have faith in God. One translation says, have the faith of God. The only way you can have the faith of God is to get born again. The Bible says every man has been given the measure of faith. So you've got faith. Once you surrender to the Lordship, you hear the word. You can't get saved without hearing the word, the gospel. Then you have the faith of God. Once Jesus came in me, that's how come I'd read that word, pray God. And when I did get a little bit of light with Satan, he's been under my feet for almost 30 years. Only time he's present is when I let him. I'm going down the road one day and I'm having these evil thoughts. They were coming from Satan. I knew the difference even then when it was Satan giving me thoughts. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. He accused me of my past most of the time. What's been going on in the past and all of that stuff. And so I'm going down through there and I just pulled over, slammed the brakes on, slid down the side of the road. People's like, what's going on, man? They're starting. I'm mad. I get out of my truck and I run around on the other side of the truck. I think they thought somebody was in there and we're going to be fighting. I opened the door up on the side of the road and I come to myself and these people are like, he's a lunatic. I told Satan, I said, get out of my truck. I said, don't you ever get in here again. Slam! I slammed the door. See, some people think that's stupid. The Bible says for me to submit myself to God, resist the devil, and he moves over a little bit. He has to go, right? Well, then why would we even think that he can hang around? He has to go. He comes, tempts, goes. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I never had a problem like that where I had the urge to do that again. See, we have authority. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, he told them, you say to your mountain, whatever your mountains are, just like I did that mountain. I did the fig tree. I showed you how to do it. He said, for verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall say unto this, be thou removed and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. That's why the Lord, he won't talk to you this scripture sometimes. I'm going down the road and the Lord spoke to me and he said, ask for big jobs. Less work and more money. He said, lay hold of it. And I said, yes, sir. So I started going down the road. Everywhere I went, I'd be like, glory to God. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed. I believe for bigger jobs, less work, more money. I'd be dumb not to. Right? Well, it wasn't too long, praise God. Big jobs. Bought equipment. Travis is doing most of the work, and I get most of the money. And he gets paid really good. Praise God. I started believing for bigger jobs, less work. More money, that's what he said. So every time I say it, that's what, if you quicken by it in here, you get it. You get a hold of it. When somebody testifying of what God's doing in their life and you wished it could happen to yours and you desire it to happen, speak it. Lay hold of it. It's not called blab it, grab it, name it, proclaim it. It's saying what the Lord is saying. Right? The Bible says if we will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord our God, right? Deuteronomy 28. He said, I told the Lord, Lord, it's talking about all the commandments and it's talking about all the rituals. And he said, not now. He said, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, he said, that's what you're doing in Deuteronomy 28. He said, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. You'll be blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city. My body tells me I've got arthritis. The doctor tells me I've got arthritis. I get in my truck. I walk out. I speak to arthritis. Right there's what he said to do it, didn't he? Something you don't want bearing fruit, speak to it. Right? Well, I used to be a really angry person, and I went around saying, thank you, Lord. I've got your nature now. Thank you, Lord. I'm not angry. I don't hate nobody. I love my enemies. I hated people and I didn't like my enemies at that time. But I was speaking to the mountain. Because I'm like, if I want the blessing, I've got to follow Jesus. That's what I told Travis back under in 1996, I believe it was. I'm sitting on my front steps and I'm thinking about Jesus. I just learned to cut Rock 99 off and stop listening to that. Stop listening to that earth. What the Bible says, whatever's born of flesh is flesh, right? If it ain't spirit, if it ain't born of the Spirit of God or birthed, sung by the Spirit of God, somebody, it's of the flesh. And it cannot feed your spirit man. So it's going to make your spirit man grieved. It's going to grieve your spirit man. That's why I used to say it, because I had to deal with that a lot. Radio, and Travis, he told me one time, Dad, it's not a sin to listen to WZZK. I said, well, go find all them tapes. I never said it was. You got all them tapes and all them sermons. I never said listening to secular music's a sin. I've never said it. No, it's a killer to me. It kills my spirit, man. I've never said it was sin. There ain't some of that stuff sin in there. Hayden hearing some, just been a couple, 3 years ago, come out through there and he said, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. And I'm like, what? Man, you're 2.5 foot tall. Where did you hear that? You had to hear that song. It's a song. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. You won't listen to that junk? Jesus, the Holy Spirit can't tell you nothing. I'm telling you, it will affect you in that manner. You get that plants rebellion in our hearts. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. My customers own me nearly. It's not that I own my own business. I work as unto the Lord. I work for the Lord. That's what the Bible says. And then when I work for the Lord, then the Lord promotes me. The Lord promotes you, whatever you're doing. So I want to encourage you. You know, you have authority. Put that Ephesians. I believe it's Ephesians I got. I'll read this. We're gonna baptize some folks. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. We did if we didn't follow Jesus. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in children of disobedience, that spirit of rebellion, among whom we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of our mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, has his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and has raised us up together, made us sit together, it said, in heavenly places in Christ. You are in a place of authority. We're seated in heavenly places. We're seated in a place of authority. Jesus said, go in my name. Go to work in my name. Have your marriage in my name. Right? Have do your baptize in my name. I didn't want to go get that baptism. I ain't got time for that. Then Teresa tells me I can't haul it on the back of her truck because I'm going to scratch it up. And I said, we're going to put it in that truck. I won't scratch it. But you know what's out there right now? A baptistry. Full of water. I even thought about you. My thoughts was, but God, they're going to suffer you. That water's going to be cold. And I thought, well, carry a couple of bags of ice, put in it, buddy. And I mean, they'll have an experience when they go under. And I thought, I can't do that, Jesus. That's not Jesus' thoughts. What do you do with those kind of thoughts? Cast them down. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 over there, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting every thought. Casting thoughts down. I heard Teresa one time, she said, just slap it down. I told her, I said, do a message on it. Slap it down. Somebody want to cuss you, just slap it down. I almost shot a dude bird the other day. I got to get fuller, Mac. The darker this world, the world gets, the fuller we got to be. I mean, we got to beef up our hearing our preaching during the daytime. Come into the house of the Lord. You are and we are, praise the Lord. But get more diligent, you know, in some things to stay full. So anyways, I'm going to give an altar call. If you're here, everybody, every head bowed, eyes closed. Father, I praise you and thank you.